Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
SEPTA reporting two of its employees tested positive for COVID-19, believed to have been spread by contact with customers, and more than a dozen SEPTA employees report they've contracted the respiratory virus as of Tuesday. This number could change, but managers concede that number is likely to grow. KYW's Mark Abrams reports the transit agency ramping up measures to protect workers and riders.
SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards wouldn't address those two specific cases or say where the exposure took place. Richards says the transit agency is doing what it can to reduce potential exposure.
Our bus operators are behind barriers, being an operator on the railroad, also on the subway. There's a barrier there. We are now manufacturing our own barriers and placing them in trolleys. They should be in by the end of this week.
She says SEPTA is also looking at fixed facilities where it might install barriers to protect employees. As to guidance for riders, social distancing is paramount, and SEPTA is trying to enforce that.
We are putting other vehicles out. We've tried a variety of things, including stopping service at certain times, skipping stops.
Richards concedes more service adjustments are coming, but she is adamant there will be no suspension of SEPTA service because it is a critical mode of transportation for many who are still working in essential businesses. Mark Abrams, KYW News Radio.